a beautiful day to lift up the biblical gospel, a beautiful day to proclaim redemption. Redemption means to be reconciled back to God. Baby baptism doesn't reconcile you to God. Being born a Catholic or a Lutheran or a Baptist doesn't reconcile you to God. There's only one path to be reconciled to God. Two words, Jesus Christ. Add repentance to it. Then that brings new life and obedience. But if you're of the world, neighbor, we get a lot of people telling us, amen. We get a lot of people telling us, I believe in Jesus. But yet they're of the world. Jesus said in John 17 twice, my people are not of the world. If you're like the world in any way, as far as how you live your life that is sinful, pride and vanity, sports and politics, entertainment, any cultural thought that opposes the things of God, the Bible says you have to repent of that. You have to turn from it. James 4 says to be a friend of the world, that means to be fond of the world, makes you an enemy of God. Did you know that? If you look at the things of the fallen world, Satan's kingdom, sports, politics, entertainment, media, news, all that, if you look at that and you're fond of it, you like it, you're a friend of the world, that means you're God's enemy. Pastors and priests aren't telling you these truths, neighbor. They're not telling you that you got to turn and lose your life, Matthew 10. They're not telling you, Jesus said, you can't have two masters. You'll love one, you'll hate the other. They're not telling you that you got to come out of the world and surrender all. They're not telling you that you're a slave to Christ if you want to claim salvation in Him and new life. You can't be a slave to sin and serve Jesus Christ. The world is full of sin. Your practices, like the culture, are full of sin. Idleness, idolatry, pride and vanity, carnality. What motivates your life, Americans? Did you wake up today to serve Jesus Christ? Or did you wake up, love you neighbor, did you wake up to fill your own flesh? Did you wake up to do your own thing? Did you wake up? Thank you for your service, officer. Did you wake up to glorify God with all your members? Thank you for your service, officer. Or did you wake up saying, how am I going to fill my belly today? How am I going to satisfy my flesh today? Hey, what's on the news? What's on the movies? Hey, the football games are coming on.
Hell yeah, they are.
That's of the world, neighbor. You got to repent to come out of that. Carnality, covetousness, none of that's going to stand on judgment day. God's going to purge. He's coming in fire, 2 Thessalonians. Did you know fire purges? Did you know that fire purifies, neighbor? Test yourself, folks. Judgment's coming. Don't miss the goodness of God by living like the world.
Would you like a sample?
No, but thank you so much.
Don't follow the pattern around you. Paul says in Romans 12, be ye not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you can know what is the perfect will of God. The perfect will of God is that you come out of the world and that you seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Test yourself, neighbor. We love you. Test yourself. Test yourself to the word of God. Giving out gospel cards here. Asking anyone, have you studied the word of God? Do you know what a great danger you're in if you live like the world? Do you know what a great danger you're in if you live like Sunday church? Do you know what great danger you're in if you're not seeking the kingdom of God in spirit and truth? Did you know that, neighbor? You got to come out of the world. You got to walk. Let's go this way, brothers, sisters. You got to walk as Christ walked.
Sir, you're not allowed to get in here, okay?
What's that?
You're not allowed to solicit in here, I said.
We're not soliciting. We're free speech proclaiming.
No,
is this not a public place?
No, it is not, sir. I own this. I rent this.
You, you rent this from the city.
Yes, sir.
Could you have a police officer confirm that I don't have any First Amendment rights here?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you talking about in here? Or are you talking about on the streets and everything? Because the streets and the sidewalks, oh, right here.
Yes,
sir. Isn't this a city square?
I don't know, but I'm paying rent for it.
Okay, but yeah, I need them to verify, because I mean, yeah, is this open to the public?
Yeah.
We're public. Right, but it's still, there's people walking through that aren't buying stuff. Are you throwing them out?
If they're doing this, yes.
Doing what? Proclaiming Jesus?
Proclaiming whatever. You're not. Yeah.
It's not business, shopping. Sir. It's not business. We're what?
You're not shopping.
Oh, we're actually looking for sheep.
That's true.
Would you like a gospel card? We love you.
Thank you.
There's a narrow path. The churches and the culture are deceiving you. So I'm law abiding. So you're saying this area, so this road over here is open, right? But just this, what do you rent, sir?
If you look at the sign over there.
Yeah. What do you rent, sir?
On the back of that sign, there will show you a outline of what we rent.
Okay. Are you part of all of this over here?
No, that's a difference.
What is this?
Sullivan Street?
Yeah.
This is a fun to go to farmer's market.
Okay.
Sullivan Street is a crafter that comes about.
Okay, so there's a road there we can walk on.
No.
And then through this way we can walk.
No, this is also, I rent that road.
Yeah, but there are sidewalks going right through there.
Sidewalk you can handle, yes sir.
Yeah, the sidewalks we can handle that, right.
The sidewalks.
Yeah. But yeah.
Not this side, not this side.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But because you rented it doesn't mean it's closed off to free speech. You just get to use it for this. Unless you have it permitted to block free speech, it's open. I've been doing this for years. Unless you go to the city and say, I want the right to stop free speech, then you can. They can permit you to do that. Until then, the city has to allow free speech, even if you rent it. I believe that's true. I love you. I'm just telling you the truth. You see how peaceful we are. We're not buying anything. We're not even as loud as your guy in the amplifier.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're about.
Yeah, I know. And I'm not about the farmer's market. So you do your thing.
I'm about this on Sundays all the
time. But you got to be about that.
Absolutely.
You're about it on Sunday. You got to be about the Lord every day. Otherwise, you're not born of him.
I am. As a matter of fact, what I do on my real job is I'm president of St. Vincent de Paul.
Oh, Roman Catholicism. Can I tell you why that's not of God?
That's not Roman Catholicism. That's
St. Vincent de Paul, isn't that Roman Catholic?
It's not really associated.
Yeah.
It is.
I believe it is. It's Roman Catholic.
Well, Catholic.
There's no Pope in the Bible. There's no prayer to Mary in the Bible. Salvation comes by the shed blood of Jesus. And repentance to him, his resurrection, and being born again. And when you're born again, you look busy. I'm going to let you do what you do.
Thank you, sir.
We love you. We'll be peaceful.
I feel for you like a child. Yeah.